This is the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Jeff and Camille, a father-daughter legacy team right here in Sacramento, ready to give you some solid advice about retirement right here on the air. And then also personally, if you set up an appointment to go in and see them, they know the risks of retirement. They have helped retirees like you come up with strategies so that their retirements can stand above the rest, just like the name of their firm, Monolith Financial. Hello to you both, Jeff and Camille.
Hello, Luann, and it's great to be here. And yes, Monolith is a large, solid structure rising above everything else, like your retirement plan should be.
Yes, and thank you for everyone who is tuning into our show. We're so excited to have you here. And our whole goal of the show is to just inspire you with different options out there in retirement planning and to get you think about what else could I do outside of the box, give you a little bit of education, because we truly do believe knowledge is power. Thanks again, and welcome to the Monolith Money Show. If you've built wealth, do you know how to preserve it? Today, that's what we're going to be talking about. And we're going to be sharing some simple steps to help safeguard what you've worked so hard for and plan for the future. But first, before we kick it off, I'm going to give you our website and our phone number. So give us a call at any time at 916-884-2584. You can text the word visit and you'll get a link directly to our calendars to set up a 15-minute retirement ready phone call. Or you can text the word kit and get a complimentary download of our Dream Retirement Kit. That's going to have a copy of my book and some other wonderful brochures to really help kickstart or help enhance your retirement plan. That number again is 916-884-2584. And you can always go online to monolithfinancial.com and you can get all those resources and more. monolithfinancial.com.
Yeah, people are taking us up on this kit. We're so excited to help you. So make sure you take advantage of that. All right, so let's get into our topic at hand. There are some wealthy people in retirement. Tell us about, Jeff, what you have seen. What would be some of the biggest mistakes they are making with their money?
Well, probably listening to friends and good ideas on investments with friends and stuff like that. I'll just say the biggest mistake we see out there is not having a team and not using a team. So at Monolith Financial Group, we put together a team of not only financial people, but attorneys, also CPAs. So when you're in the high net worth, we call it maybe $4 million and above in investable assets or 401ks or monies that you have saved, we look at that not running your decisions by your team, having not one opinion or two opinions, but three or four opinions helping you put it all together. Because a lot of times it takes maybe a good trust that will then help with a tax situation, which will then help with a good financial type of package for you to invest in. And all these things have to work together. So it's really about having a team to work with.
Yeah, I love that. Very, very important to have a team to work with. And then tell us why it is so important to spread out our investments, whether we're high net worth people or not.
Exactly, Luann. You know, the challenge is a lot of investments require a certain amount of money to go into it. And so you may not be able to spread out as much if, let's say, you have $100,000 to invest. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times we look at clients and say, you know, in order to put together a full package for you and use a lot of the different investment choices out there, you know, we'd like to see maybe $300,000 or $500,000 or more, so that now we can put you into not one thing or two things or three, but put you in four or five different things. Really mix up your investments. If you're, you know, in the market, or let's say you've got real estate, you also may want some legacy planning. So that could be life insurance that you're putting together down the road. you want to do tax planning. You want to make sure that the way you're accessing your Social Security is a part of it. So there's so many different parts to a program. When you deal with advisors, that's what they do. Here at Monolith Financial Group, we work with teams of people to help you have that dream retirement.
Exactly. We want you to dream big and live confidently in retirement. And I love that. Now, you know, obviously our number one goal in retirement is to keep what we have. You know, we don't want to lose that money, whether it be in the stock market, but also tax-efficient strategies can actually help people keep more of our money working for us. Tell us about that, Camille.
Yeah, this is one of the key areas we see so many people are overlooking. Most retirees are overpaying without even realizing it. You've done a great job building your nest egg, the 401ks, IRAs, brokerage accounts, and you may be sitting on millions. But remember, not all of it is yours. Because I always say in your retirement plan, you've got, you know, yourself, your legacy, and then Uncle Sam. Uncle Sam is your silent partner. And without a clear strategy to reduce what he takes from you and your wealth, you could end up losing more than you think. And that's really where tax-efficient planning becomes so critical. At Monolith Financial Group, we help high-net-worth families design tax-efficient retirement income strategies so you stay in control of your wealth. Just text VISIT to 916-884-2584 and schedule your complimentary retirement-ready strategy session. Let's make sure more of your money goes to your goals and not the government.
I love it. Definitely take advantage of this. Jeff and Camille are here for you. They are a father-daughter team at Monolith Financial Group, advising families here in the Sacramento area and surrounding counties. We're so happy to have you with us today. I love it because Jeff and Camille always share such good information about retirement planning. And thank you for joining us. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. We're talking today about how retirees with a lot of money, high net worth retirees, they've saved, but they need to preserve that money, right? So when it comes to keeping your money, legacy planning matters because when we die, we're going to pass that money on. So let's talk about that, Jeff. How can families pass on their wealth without big tax bills?
And again, Luann, it gets down to putting together a great team that will help you do it. We tend to be the team captain, I'll just say. But we have attorneys throughout the country, CPAs throughout the country. We have local attorneys and CPAs. But there's ways of passing on not only your assets like homes and rental properties and vacation homes up at Tahoe, you know, all those things that we deal with our clients. But, you know, how do we pass on those assets that are within our 401k? They're the most taxable. We say they're one of the worst things to pass on because you're passing on a tax liability to the next generation and maybe the next generation after that.
Sure.
And who knows what taxes will be 10 years, 20 years, 50 years down the road. So we want to put in plans that will help that. One of the ideas that we have on how to grow wealth for the next generation, and I'll tell you a great story, is one of our clients, she was listening to us on the radio, and we were talking about how to pass on taxable money tax-free. And so she called up and she says, I've got this large 401k and I'm having to start taking money out of it and it's taxable and I really don't want to take the money out of it. And I said, so why don't we do this? Why don't we go ahead and take the money out that you have to do, and then turn around and buy a life insurance policy that will pass on to your kids tax-free. So you're already doing that, right? But now you're creating wealth, legacy wealth that will be passed on. And if you die too soon, we're going to put your 401k into a program that will pay those payments for that life insurance policy as long as you live. But if you live too short, whatever's left in that account will also get passed on to the kids. It depends upon you, the listener, right now, what you want to achieve in your retirement.
So, Camille, planning feels overwhelming, but you guys help make it straightforward, don't you?
That's really why we created our dream process. We break your retirement plan into five clear, manageable areas. D is for designing reliable income so you don't outlive your money. R is for risk management that matches your stage of life, not just your risk tolerance. E is for efficient tax planning, so more money stays in your pocket and less to the IRS. A is for addressing healthcare costs before they become a burden. And M is for meaningful legacy planning to protect your loved ones or to help generate wealth or do good as far as charitable giving, things like that. And we don't do it all at once. You know, this is a process we go through over time, and we make sure you're the one in control all the time. There's no jargon, no pressure, and we really try to make things very clear, because when you understand the why behind every piece of your plan, that feeling of overwhelm starts to disappear and can really be replaced by confidence. So what are you waiting for? Preserve what you've worked so hard for. Call 916-884-2584. That's 916-884-2584.
We're going to do this timeless advice again. I love this because I give you quotes from famous people. Then I want you to tell us what it has to do with retirement. We've all gotten timeless advice from our parents or our grandparents or whatever. But anyway, those pieces of timeless advice do stand the test of time. So that's why we're doing this again. All right, here we go. First one, Jeff, I'm going to give this to you. This is Ben Franklin, and he had many, many quotes. This is one he said about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. How could this relate to retirement, Jeff?
Well, it relates to everything we do. And it goes back to the very first part of this show was talking about knowledge is what you want. And you want a room full of knowledge helping you make good interest investment type of decisions. So educational events. That's one of the big thing that we're doing is, you know, sorry, everybody listening out there, we're skipping the dinners and going right to giving you good, solid information that you can use the minute you walk out of one of our educational classes. So look for those coming up, and you can go on our website to find that at monolithfinancial.com. And it's really about the better educated you are, the better decisions you can make. And when we say education, it's knowing the good, the bad, and the ugly about the different type of investments. Also, having the understanding of having a plan in place. You know, a lot of times advisors out there are saying, yeah, we can make you 1% or 2% more, but for what reason? And how are they going to do that? And are you going to take more risk? Are you going to take less risk? Are you going to get that guarantee income coming in, or are you going to get that hope and a prayer income coming in? So it's about getting educated. And so I would suggest any listener out there, get on our website, find out the next educational event coming up, and go ahead and sign up for it. We don't charge you to come to them. And it's a lot of fun and a lot of information, and it's in a short period of time.
All right. Love it. MonolithFinancialGroup.com. Great idea. I'm glad you mentioned that, Jeff. Okay. Next timeless advice comes from Maya Angelou. She was a famous award-winning poet, also a civil rights activist, very cool lady. She said this: you can only become truly accomplished at something you love. Don't make money your goal. Instead, pursue the things you love doing and then do them so well that people can't take their eyes off of you. What do you think about that, Camille?
Well, I absolutely love that quote. And I think, you know, it goes beyond retirement advice. It's life advice. You know, I say in a weird way, I was really fortunate early on in my life to work for someone where I ended up not enjoying going to work. And it was that point in my life where I went, I don't want to not enjoy what I do. And I don't want to continue waking up hating going to that. You work a lot of your life. I mean, about two thirds or, you know, three fourths of your life, you are working. And I was very fortunate then to leave that, but with that in the back of my mind. And when I found Monolith and joined Jeff, I absolutely love what I do. I'm so passionate about it. I love educating people around it. And just the effects and the difference we can make in some people's lives to really just give them the confidence to walk through retirement knowing I'm going to be okay and they don't have to worry about those market ups and downs that are going on, and that they can just enjoy this wonderful time of life. It's just truly amazing to be able to do. And I say this to a lot of people, and that's also why my book is called Countdown to Retirement, is because I've sat with people and they maybe hate going to work, or they just are looking forward to the day that they can retire. And the ability to tell people, hey, you can retire at any point in time, it's amazing the way it changes their outlook. They go into work and all of a sudden they're like, well, you're, you know, one bad day away from retirement. So if they don't like what they're doing, they know I can retire and I'm going to be okay. And it's the most fascinating thing ever. And it's, I'm truly heartwarmed and everything to be a part of that process and to help make those changes in people's lives.
Yeah, you are so fortunate. You know, they say do what you love and you don't feel like you're working a day in your life.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing. And also you're helping other people. That's so wonderful. You and Jeff are serving retirees. I love that. I have a sign right here in this studio that says love what you do. And I do. I love what I do. I love getting to talk to remarkable people like you guys and hear your stories. It's really fun. So thank you for that. All right. Let me give you your phone number while we're at this point. You mentioned your book, Camille, so you can get Camille's book just by texting the word book to our number, 916-884-2584. 916-884-2584. Guys, just simply text the word book and you can get that book complimentary. All right. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to The Monolith Money Show. And I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Jeff and Camille. They are an awesome father-daughter legacy team at Monolith Financial Group right here in Sacramento, but they do help people in all the surrounding area. All right, we're doing timeless advice here and relating it to what it has to do with retirement planning. This next one is from Paul Samuelson. He was the first American to win a Nobel Memorial Prize in Economic Sciences. So he did some wonderful contributions to almost all branches of economic theory. And he said this, investing should be more like watching paint dry or watching grass grow. If you want excitement, take $800 and go to Vegas. Camille, explain what he's talking about here.
Yeah. So, you know, as far as retirement planning, this is something we consistently talk about. And it really goes along with the lines where I say, you know, it's not the growth that's going to change your lifestyle in retirement. It's those potential loss years. And I use a roller coaster analogy all the time. The closer you get to retirement, the more you should be kind of navigating towards those kiddie rides, right? You don't want loop-de-loops and possibly getting stuck upside down, not knowing when you're going to come down, if, you know, the roller coaster is going to pause, you know, feeling the drops in your stomach. That's kind of like the market dropping. You want a boring retirement plan. And I say that in such a way that you don't want your retirement plan to be overly affected by whatever the market does. Because guess what? That's not something that anybody can predict. And that's why a lot of times, even inside of our retirement plans, we are a little bit more conservative when it comes to the way we're investing. We use kind of a risk speed limit, 1 to 99, and we say 100 minus your age is the speed limit you should be going in retirement. And we put different types of tools into your retirement so that if you want to go on a more exciting ride, that gives you the privilege to say, hey, I'm going to go on this more exciting ride in the market in my retirement, but I've also got the pass for a good majority of my money to just be on a kiddie ride. I say a lot of the annuities or bond replacements we use are like broccoli on your plate. It may not be the flashiest or most exciting part of your dinner plate, but it's there for a purpose and it's there to give you the nutrients that your retirement plan needs. So I absolutely love that, you know, that analogy, and it really sits true to a lot of what we speak to our clients or people who walk into the door and help them realize your retirement plan should be boring in the sense that it's not overly affected by the market.
Right. Love that. Okay. All right. This next piece of timeless advice is from George Washington, our very first president of our country. We must consult our means rather than our wishes. Camille, tell us what this is saying about setting a budget to cover all our anticipated expenses in retirement.
So this one really reminds me of, I had a lady that came in from attending my women educational event, and she was getting ready to retire. She really wanted to retire by the end of this year. And we looked at everything as far as her expenses, you know, baseline, what she needed to be bringing in, what Social Security was going to provide her. And she didn't have a ton saved. And I really had to sit down with her and go, number one, why do you want to retire at the end of the year? And she's like, well, because I've told everybody and I'm tired of working my job. Oh. And I kind of had to have, I guess you could call it those come to Jesus talks with people. Mm-hmm. But, you know, she was looking at, well, I really want to focus on a book and, you know, write about my memoirs and go out and publicize that. And I really kind of told her, well, if you want to stop working and you really want to make that book go out and do consulting, I said, you're going to need to do that for a year, few years. So I really put into perspective that she couldn't be done working. And sometimes we have to have those hard conversations. And I actually ended up getting a note from her in the mail, and she sent it to her office and she said, thank you so much for, you know, your candor, everything that you told me. I really understand now the steps and where I need to be going into retirement. And this is somebody we couldn't help, but at least, you know, we were honest and we told them what all needed to be done for them to have potential for success in retirement. So sometimes you really do need to look at, can you, or that reality of everything. That's what we're here for. That's why we hope and we want everyone listening to dream big and live confidently. I appreciate everyone tuning into the Monolith Money Show, and I hope we get the chance to connect with each and every one of you. Don't forget to give us a call, 916-884-2584. Thanks again, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
This has been the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday. And to find out more about the team, visit their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. The firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated. Please remember that converting an employer plan account to a Roth IRA is a taxable event. Increased taxable income from the Roth IRA conversion may have several consequences, including, but not limited to, a need for additional tax withholding or estimated tax payments, the loss of certain tax deductions and credits, and higher taxes on Social Security benefits and higher Medicare premiums. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA.